Hey, Maccabee.
Morning, Craig.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Jason.
There's not a whole lot of everybody. I've noticed a lot of people had to bail. Jakob won't be here either. He's off this afternoon.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty light agenda for today anyway. So it's likely to be a pretty short one, though I do have a couple ideas. I know Josh was working on the RFC documentation, and if he joins and needs any assistance with that, maybe we can spend some time on that as well. And we'll just see who we get.
Yeah, he didn't. He's really bad about saying, "Hey, Jason's my proxy." I don't see him saying that in the channel, not that I'm
That's
looking.
okay.
But
I don't expect any major decisions being made today anyway.
Okay. Good. Yeah, he just, we try to cover. I had to miss Monday's meeting, but and I was out sick last Wednesday.
Okay. So we could probably get started. I think this is going to be a pretty quick one. We don't have Mark yet. So but I don't expect there to be a ton of notes to that we need to take today anyway. So
Okay.
we'll see how it goes. If needed, I can try to jot down some notes as we go, and if it becomes too much, we can just ask Mark to do it from the recording. I think that's usually how he works it anyway. Right. I've updated the recurring calendar. I made a post about this yesterday, I think, or Tuesday, maybe. Or I guess yesterday was Tuesday. It was either Monday or yesterday. And so we are delinquent on a few of these. The first one isn't related to the OST page, but about the RFC notification. So that should have happened back on March 24th. I don't know if we don't need to do it right here and now. I believe there's even a message that it's already defined. We just need to make the post, right? Is that right, Maccabee? I know you were involved in this.
Yeah, you probably can't see my thumbs up because you're screen sharing.
Ah,
But
yeah,
yes.
I see. I do see it. Yep. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's something like this message, and this is marked as draft still. So I don't know if this has been formalized anywhere else. And it looks like we should be posting that in these places. And as the development. As far as the milestones go, I think it's supposed to be at the start of each release cycle. So in this case, the Trillium release cycle started officially on March 24th, based on the release pages. But I guess it's probably better late than never to get it out there. So do we have a volunteer or volunteers to post this message somewhere? Well, not somewhere, to these places.
I mean, I certainly don't mind doing it. At some cycle, someone should take it over just so that it's not only one person who has this incredibly not complicated knowledge of how to post a message to Slack. But yeah, I'm happy to do it.
Is this the first time that, thank you, Maccabee. Is this the first time that we're doing this? Because I tried to search for some of the language in here to see, yeah, did we actually do this already? And I just missed it. And I didn't find anything. So either that's a problem with my search skills in Slack, or the message has changed, or maybe this is just the first time we've actually posted this message.
That I don't remember. I
Okay.
think we were in the middle of a release cycle when we came up with this, but I don't recall.
Okay. So thank you for volunteering. I'll just jot down note that you volunteered.
No.
Okay, thank you again. And then the other two were pretty straightforward. Basically, move the Cosnelia page from active to archived. That just takes a moment. We can do that right here on the call. And then create the Umbrella Leaf page. Again, we can do that right on the call. It's just copying and then making a change to the title, really, at this point, because it'll still be in, I think, what draft status up until it would be on September 15th when we need to move it from draft to accepted. So we have quite a bit of time here before that. So with that said, let's see if we can just get these things out of the way. So Cosnelia. Oops. I think that's how we do. Do we bump the document version when we're changing the status like this? Anyone remember? I don't know if we've been consistent in doing that. Anyway, it's a wiki page. The documents, the history's there, so I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, and then let's copy Trillium for Umbrella Leaf, and then we'll pretty much be done, unless there are other things that folks would like to discuss. Go ahead, Maccabee.
Sorry, I'm just totally. I missed that Sunflower actually went GA the other day. I totally blanked on that.
Has it?
Is
So
like isn't.
it technically it hasn't, I don't think. However, and Jen alluded to this in the Slack conversation in TC internal that technically Sunflower isn't GA yet, and that should be the triggering event that causes us to create this new page. I don't think it hurts to create the page before that. And to move Cosnelia from active to archived, I think it's imminent. I don't know if there's an exact date, but I think it's coming very soon.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, I certainly don't see any problem with creating the new page. Declaring that Quesnelia is archived is a little fistier for me because we're still technically supporting it, right, until Sunflower is released. But if it's imminent, like I get that, like fine, I'm not going to make a big deal.
Yeah, and I mean, keep in mind that this is for the officially supported technology stuff that, I mean, it's not, I can't think of any activities like going against Cosnelia aside from backporting some high priority bugs or security patches or things like that, right? So I think for most development against Cosnelia is long in the rear view at this point. So for, I mean, to me that indicates that it's probably okay. We might regret that decision. I don't know. Like I said, it's probably going to be Sunflower is probably going to be GA sometime very soon. So here, do we need to update this support period? I don't know if we've been doing this or not. Well, let me, I guess we can add a row here. Does anyone know what comes after Umbrella Leaf? Go ahead, Mark.
Oh, I don't know. So my hand was up for something
Go ahead.
completely
If you have something
different.
else,
So,
go ahead. Yeah.
you mentioned that Sunflower GA was imminent.
I think.
And if nobody knows the answer off the top of their heads, I don't think there's value in getting into it. But does anybody know if that means that the other councils have sorted out their sorted out how their decision for Eureka fits into that, because the last time we talked about it, Sunflower wasn't going to go GA. Well, Sunflower wasn't going to become official until folks were ready for Folio to operate on Eureka, which means that actually it was the other council's decision when Sunflower goes GA and not the release management group. Does anybody know if that's actually how where it's landed and people have made an active decision? If nobody knows, we should just move on. I just wanted to ask. I just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I don't have specifics. I will say that I believe the holdup with Sunflower going GA is with Bugfest and not an, and lack of testers, right? So I'm pretty sure that testing is still underway, at least for one variation. I think it's the non-ECS version, the non-consortia version of Bugfest. So that said, I know that there are conversations happening between the council chairs and EBSCO and so forth about the other thing that you mentioned about the Eureka adoption and so forth. I haven't been super involved in those conversations, so I don't actually know the very latest there, unfortunately. Does anyone else have more insight there? I think Jen is probably in a similar situation. There's a Slack conversation, but it hasn't moved in a couple of days, and I know that there have been meetings with some of these folks earlier this week, and I just don't know how they went, to be honest with you. Okay, so I think we'll move on. Let's can try to figure out exactly what's after Umbrella Leaf.
It was posted in the chat.
Oh, it was posted in the chat. Okay, I didn't see
It's
that.
Vetch.
Vetch. Okay, interesting. Yeah, like that. And I guess that would be, if we're following this pattern, it would be Q4 2027. That's a well off. And then Q4 2028, something like that. Okay. So, I mean, I think that does it for the recurring calendar. The only other thing that I had is and I'm trying to find my way back to the recurring calendar here, is that should we be updating this as we do this, as we like check as we do these things? And I think on some level we could, but the exact dates are where we're going to get tripped up because the release schedules are always in flux and not defined well in advance, right? So we don't know what the specific dates might be, but we could at least capture the tasks, right? And make those adjustments. I don't know if that's helpful, if that would be more confusing. Go ahead, MacBee.
Yeah, I think we should do exactly what you just said. We should
Okay.
update the lines to capture the tasks, and then in the next column, we can say like, we don't know because this page hasn't been released yet, but we will know soon, blah blah blah, whatever the thing might be. I actually raised my hand for a different thing on this page, but if you want to do those first, then I'll wait a second.
No, you can go ahead. I can I think I have this under control.
Okay. The third row in that chart, the OST move Umbrella Leaf from draft to accepted is not supposed to happen at the Umbrella Leaf release scope composition deadline. It's supposed to happen at the Trillium release composition deadline, which is listed in the yeah, no, sorry, no, I'm sorry, that's wrong, that's wrong. It is supposed to be the Umbrella Leaf release scope composition deadline, but that's listed on the Trillium page.
That's
And
right. Yep.
the date of it is August 22nd, not September 15th.
Okay, interesting. Let me just finish. So move, there would be moving Ramsons. We should definitely double check on that. And then this would be Vetch. And I can circle back to that previous one in a second. Let me update. Okay, so let's find releases. So if we look at Trillium. Aha, I see that there. So which one was I looking at? What is September 15th? Oh, refinement deadline. I just looked at the wrong milestone. Okay. So you're right. This should be August 22nd. Good catch. Okay. And while we're here, let's check this one too. Umbrella Leaf feature development freeze. Wait a second. How do we know that one? Should that be Trillium feature development freeze? I think so.
No, that is Umbrella Leaf feature development freeze, but that one's on the Umbrella page, not the Trillium page,
We don't have an
according to.
Umbrella Leaf page though, do we? So I had put down, let me see what I put down. I put down September 19th. So let's look at that.
Wait, Mark is raising his hand and he's probably reading this better than I am.
I think it's this, I think it's September 19th, and I think it's supposed to be the
Okay.
Trillium feature acceptance deadline. Go ahead, Mark.
I can assure you I'm definitely not doing this better than the two of you. I was going to come back to, well, there's two things. One, if we think that you mentioned these dates being in flux, Craig, if we think these dates are going to be in flux throughout the lifetime of some of these releases, then there's an argument for ditching the dates, the copied dates in this thing entirely. So I don't know, that was where I originally put my hand up, because if not, we're just going to be chasing our tail every time, going, we'll end up with a recurring like task to check the dates for when we should come back to check the, and yeah, and it feels like what we're supposed to make our lives, what we're supposed to reduce the admin burden, has ended up actually adding to it because of the volatility of the release schedules.
This cannot be right. I think this is probably TBD. That's a good point, Mark. I mean, I think just getting rid of this column altogether may make sense. I think having the dates there is kind of helpful though, but it's the upkeep of this which is tricky because it's a moving target. So we need to make sure that this key is stays in sync with the release, these release pages, right, in the timelines. This fourth row is definitely wrong, though. I think it probably, if it's actually should be Umbrella Leaf feature development freeze, then it should, then it's definitely TBD. If this is supposed to be Trillium feature development freeze, then September 19th is correct. So let me
Yeah,
open up a
it
new window.
is, and it is. It is supposed to be Trillium feature development freeze. This is on the OST homepage, and it is so hard to parse. And I know I wrote it, so I'm to blame because it's so hard to parse despite my best efforts there. I'm really sympathetic to the let's get rid of the dates thing. But I think, I don't know if it's going to help, because I think that every time we look at that page, we'll say, "Has this supposed to happen yet?" And we'll end up just repeating the same work again. So I'm reluctant to go that far. But yeah, so
I
yeah,
see it here. So in our case,
exactly.
this is, Umbrella Leaf and Trillium. But yeah, this the feature development freeze one is about the previous, is one behind this one. Okay, so that's correct. Okay, let's keep the dates here for now. And if we continue to struggle with this, then we can always revisit that suggestion. I think it's worth consideration at least. Go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I was going to suggest dropping the column because I understand McAfee's concern, but if you can't trust the dates, you're going to do the dance anyway of, oh, okay, let's just double check that the date against the thing. So you'll end up going to the third party page, whatever you do. What we could do is start putting links to the release schedules, to the relevant release schedules in this page. So that instead, so we don't have to go find them each time we refer to this page.
Yeah, I think that's helpful. We can do that.
Completely separate of that, and the real reason I put my hand up is that release scope, and this is part possibly out of scope of this exercise, that release scope thingy deadline, I'm not sure that makes any sense, because the whole, well, one of the drivers for defining open OS, like the technology lists, was that if there was a significant change for that release in those technologies, it would be used for development teams to it would be used for development teams to be able to plan their work and their workload. The release scope kind of like thingy, composition deadline, I don't know if that's, I can't remember what that is. Maybe that's when folks start doing that planning. If it's at the end of that planning, then we're too late. I wonder if that's just not not worth trying to get into because, like Maccabee says, it's just really confusing to understand all this language anyway. So, but it
Oh.
just, yeah, it just, it was in my head that there's something not quite lined up there.
Interesting. Did I duplicate that, or was it like that before? We already have this milestone here. I think I just need to remove this column. Sorry, I was listening, Mark. I don't know. I mean, what do others think? Should we just remove the next column and leave it as task and recurs? I mean, I don't know. Mark McAfee.
Yeah, I mean, I'll defer to others on that. I already weighed in. I think we shouldn't get rid of the dates just because we'll be right in this looking them up again afterwards. But I was going to respond to Mark's question about if release scope composition deadline is the right date for that draft to accepted. I don't know if it is or not, but I'll just note that the umbrella leaf release scope composition deadline is noted on the Trillium release schedule, right? That deadline is essentially a release ahead. So that at least means it's advanced to a certain level. And I think that's why we came up with it. Still might not be the right answer, though.
Right. We
Right.
try to capture this stuff here. It's tough to it's I mean, every time we do this, it's like, oh geez, how did I screw it up? Right? Because it is you're gathering stuff from different pages for different milestones here. But go ahead, Mark.
I mean, if that's the example in the process, then maybe we leave it. The reason it's in the previous thing is because teams are expected to have a plan ready for their next release thing before they end the development of the previous one. And so that's why Alexei puts that date in that in the previous release. There's pros and cons to that decision. But I do think that at some point there's value in revisiting that deadline because yeah, because the point was that that's supposed to be allowing the teams to inform themselves on such stuff and inform themselves on what technology changes are happening so they can plan. If we're saying that at the end of when they should have done their planning, we're going to say, yes, we're done with this, that kind of makes no sense. But maybe it's out of the scope of this conversation, given the process documentation set specifically says that deadline. Maybe we should just take it out of this conversation.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that's, I agree that that's the goal, right? That they have these, and you're supposed to, product owners are supposed to define what's coming in the next release well ahead of time. That doesn't, I don't think that happens, at least not across the board. Oftentimes it happens well after this date. I'm not sure how that's really even enforced, to be honest with you, because as you guys know, release schedules slip and so forth, and if bug fest is difficult, then that impacts the amount of feature work that's happening, and it like it's tough to plan. I think it's sort of a best effort sort of situation. I don't know. Maybe it's a conversation that we should have with Alexey Petrenko. Go ahead, Mark.
So it's not enforced. It used to be enforced for the teams that involved EPAM and EBSCO folks, because Alexei used to actually expect artifacts out of the teams. Having said that, that's not for that deadline. I've just realized I misunderstood what that deadline means. That deadline is the list of features. So that's the list of features that's the input to the process to the planning process. Somewhere later on in this schedule, there'll be a deadline for a
Yeah, the
For
refinement one. That's the one that I incorrectly referred to. It's this one, September 15th.
right. Yeah, in which case I was completely wrong and I just got thrown off by the names. So that is the right deadline for us
Well,
saying, because
you're not
basically
alone.
the technology is the input to the the technology is just another input to that planning process. So sorry.
Okay, I think we're good. From my perspective, we should leave the dates here when we have them, and when the timeline for Umbrella Leaf is released, then we can try to fill some of these things in. If we continue to struggle with it and the dates are really truly are meaningless because it's such a moving target, then we should consider removing this column altogether. But I don't think it hurts to have the dates that we have right now here. It's at least a goal to work towards and something that we can use to remind ourselves, because otherwise We're trying to like, oh, is there anything that we need to do with regard to the OST pages? And we look and we say, oh yeah, that has to happen at the Umbrella Leaf release scope composition deadline. I need to go to the release page and look to see what it currently says and so forth. At least it's here. And maybe that's easier. It's kind of a big maybe. I don't know. Go ahead, Mark.
I think it being here is great if it's right. If it's wrong, you've saved no work at all because you've still got to go double check it in the page that you were trying to avoid going and referencing in the first place. But given that the schedule's pretty much only move in one direction, having a date that's too soon isn't the end of the world. Like these dates will only be like these dates will only be pushed out. They're not going to be shrunk back in, I doubt, I would imagine. So from that perspective, it's probably good for us to have them in that way. What was I going to say? So one thing that did dawn on me, and this is probably outside the scope of this work today, but all of those dates are post the election of new TC members. So most, I don't know about you, Maccabee, but certainly you and I, Craig, we won't be active. We won't be official members of the TC when some when these dates roll around. So somebody's going. We should possibly consider some sort of handover to whoever's going to whoever the folks are that are going to be driving this the next time around.
Right. I think there's enough overlap in the TC composition that don't think that's going to be a huge deal. And that's by design, right? I mean, when we were coming up with the election process, I think we made the conscious decision that only roughly half of the council would be departing. And so we staggered the sort of the terms, right? So hopefully it's not too big of a deal. But it's a good point, Mark.
My concern is that is not that there won't be folks who are not overlapping. It's that the folks who are doing most of the talking and doing in this run through are not going to be those folks next time. And so it's not that there won't be folks who have been around for these conversations. It's that I, unless Maccabee's staying on, there isn't active participation from the folks who are staying on. That was my only concern. Go
Yeah,
ahead,
I
Mackie.
mean, I have one more year, so I will be. But I agree with Mark's general point. It would be good to over the next what 2 months, I guess, to support some of the continuing members in being hands-on with as many things as possible.
Yeah, I think Jen will be sticking around as well, right? I think she's going to be in the middle of her term. Let me see if I can.
She's in the same boat as me. She has one more year.
Yeah. So yeah, I think both Jen and Maccabee, and really, I mean, others here as well have been around long enough that could probably figure it out. And for what it's worth, while I may not be an official member, I do plan to still attend the TC meetings and chime in. So we'll see how it goes. Okay. That's all that we had on the agenda for today. The only other thing that I could think of is Josh. I know you had some questions yesterday about the RFC process as you were trying to update the documentation. Do you have any other questions, any other things that you'd like to ask while we have everyone on the call here?
I think you pretty much answered it in Slack. I mean, I'll just go from there and I'll ask on Slack because
Okay.
I'm kind of working on something else at the moment and I'll circle back to that and I'll just go through it and maybe ask as I go through it. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, let's handle it out of band then. And we can all get some time back. I don't think anyone's going to object to that. So thank you guys, and have a good day.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Thanks, Greg. Thanks, everybody. Adios.
Adios.